When we see evil in the world around us, you know, whether it's things that we experience in our own lives or whether it's things that we see in other places, you know, what is our first reaction to that? You know, if we experience someone who insults us or someone who might hurt a family member or someone we care about, you know, what's our initial response to that? You know, or if we see a politician who's going around advocating for abortion, which is literally the murder of human life, or when we see world leaders starting wars where innocent people are getting harmed and killed, you know, what's our initial reaction to that? You know, very often our initial reaction is anger. You know, we get angry or bitter about the things that we see around us. Or we might get frustrated. Or we might get discouraged when we see the evil around us. But God's response isn't like that. He sees the evil around us far more perfectly and clearly and acutely than we do. And he sees how that evil disfigures us and how it harms the people around us. He sees the full consequences of sin. But his response when he sees evil is he's moved with compassion. He wants to heal us and to heal the evil that's in the world. You know, that's why Jesus Christ came into the world as a human being. And that's what led him to the cross, so that he could atone for our sins and that we might have life through him. And so that's the essence of what mercy is as we celebrate Divine Mercy Sunday. It's the healing power of God and his response to the evil that's in the world around us and the evil that's in ourselves. Jesus Christ is the face of God's mercy, because that's what his mission was in coming into this world. And so the more we can conform ourselves to that mercy, the more that we can learn to respond to evil through mercy and not with anger or frustration, the more we become like God and the more we're conformed to Jesus Christ. The Divine Mercy devotion, there's five different elements, five different very practical ways that we can enter into that devotion. And one of those elements is the veneration of the image itself. And so we have a Divine Mercy image over in the baptistry on the side of the church. But in the Divine Mercy image, the background behind Jesus is very dark. And in the image that's most like the original, it's practically black. And Jesus Christ is radiant with light, and he has a bright white garment on. And he's actually stepping forward in the image. And the reason why he's stepping forward is because he's stepping into the darkness of the world. And he's stepping into the darkness within our own souls, in order to bring his healing power into that darkness. And he's holding up his hand as if he's giving a blessing to show that he's pouring out his graces upon us. And there's rays of light, blue and red, symbolizing the blood and water that came forth from his side, the font of baptism and the blood of the Eucharist. And so those are the healing rays that come into the darkness to heal it. And as we reflect upon that image, it's important to realize that it's not just an image. And these aren't just nice words that are said. Jesus Christ has attached promises to those who venerate the image. When he appeared to Sister Faustina, now Saint Faustina, in 1931, you know, there's a series of times that he appeared to her. They're in Sister Faustina's diary. But one of the things that he said was, paint an image according to the pattern you see, with the signature, Jesus, I trust in you. I promise that the soul that will venerate this image will not perish. I also promise victory over its enemies already here on earth, especially at the hour of death. I myself will defend it as my own glory. And so our Lord promises graces to people who venerate the image. Now, Sister Faustina, as she had commissioned a painter to paint this image, and again, she's like, that's not right, do it over. That's not right, do it over again. And she couldn't get an image that reflected the beauty of the image of our Lord that she had seen. And she was actually in tears over that because she wanted a beautiful image that conveyed what she had experienced in these visions. And our Lord appeared to her again. And what he said to her that time is, not in the beauty of the color, nor of the brush, lies the greatness of this image, but in my grace. And so it's not the image itself or the quality of the painting that has power, but in the grace of divine mercy. And so as we venerate that image, our Lord promises that it's going to be a vessel of his grace to pour out his healing power upon us. And of all the days of the year, Divine Mercy Sunday is a day in which our Lord promises special graces to those who venerate him and his mercy. He promises to open up the floodgates of mercy and to pour out graces of healing upon our, not just the world, but into each one of our souls. And so in order to enter into divine mercy more deeply, what I'd ask each one of us to do is to reflect upon our own souls for a few minutes and to ask the question, where is the darkness within our own soul? Because all of us are wounded because of the fall. And there's all of us have areas of darkness within our own souls. What are those areas? You know, maybe it's a lack of forgiveness against somebody who's done something against us or a loved one. Maybe we're harboring resentment. Or maybe there's a level of selfishness where we're too focused on our own comfort or our own bank account or some material possessions or something like that. Or maybe we're too focused on the esteem of others. We constantly want to look good in front of others, or we want other people to compliment us, and we don't recognize our own dignity rooted in Christ, and we're constantly seeking to have other people affirm us. Where is the darkness within our own hearts? And we might need some time to reflect upon that, to see more clearly what that darkness is, because we might not know right off the bat. Take the time, especially today, to reflect upon that. And then once we see and can recognize where the areas of darkness are within us, allow Jesus Christ, in the power of his mercy today on Divine Mercy Sunday, to step into that darkness and pour out the healing rays of his mercy. And so if there is bitterness towards some person, allow him to heal that and to allow us to forgive that person. Or if there is selfishness, to help us to overcome that, that we don't need whatever those things are. What we do need is a life of love and service for Christ. Or if there is a need for the esteem of others, to allow him to show us our true dignity so that we're not dependent upon what others say or do to recognize our own dignity. Allow him to heal those areas of darkness within us. In addition to the image, our Lord encourages us to go to confession. It's the sacrament of mercy. And he emphasizes trust as the foundation of the Divine Mercy devotion. Because the deeper our trust is, the more grace we can receive and the more healing. So trust is the key that unlocks the flood of grace that he desires to pour out. So I encourage each one of us, as we celebrate Divine Mercy Sunday, to think about and to pinpoint the darkness within our own souls. And then with great trust, to come before our Lord, to venerate his image, to venerate his feast day today, and to allow the graces he desires to pour out upon us to heal and to bring light to those areas within us where we need healing.